News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. At least seven people are hospitalized following multiple explosions and a fire at a propane plant in Central Florida.
29 engine 281, battalion 28 medic 161, explosion, county road 561, Tavares at Rhino Propane.
This happened in Lake County overnight around 11 o'clock Eastern time. Fire crews kept their distance with propane tanks of all sizes that started exploding. Eyewitnesses say there were fireballs that shot some 50 feet into the air. The exact cause still being investigated. Governor Walker says there could be a dialogue about extending the collective bargaining changes under Act 10 to police and firefighters. The governor said those workers were excluded 2 years ago because of concerns about what might have happened if they walked off the job or took other job actions.
My great fear was, and I had no expectation of this, I think the men and women who are in fire and police service are extreme professionals, so I didn't think that most would, but if I had one jurisdiction where somebody walked off or didn't come to work or slowed down on things and someone was injured or killed because of that, I said, I can't deal with that. I can't live with that.
The governor's comments came yesterday during a speech at the Government Research Association's annual conference in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, conservatives were singing under the Capitol Rotunda Dome.
Not a permit.
Madison conservative activist David Blaska applied for that permit and led the We Got a Permit sing-along over the noon hour.
There's other voices out there who would like to use this rotunda that is not the exclusive domain of the Solidarity Singers.
The Solidarity sing-along, opposed to Governor Scott Walker and his policies, has been going on for the past 2 years.
Their idea is to nettle Governor Walker and his Department of Administration as much as they can.
The Solidarity sing-along took place outside. If those singers return to the building, it's very likely there will be more arrests. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, WSAU News.
Wisconsin's Department of Justice and the FBI announced yesterday a nationwide crackdown on child sex trafficking. It's called Operation Cross Country, and in Wisconsin, there were more than 100 arrests. 10 children were rescued, all of them 16 and 17 years old. The leader of the operation was Jennifer Price, a special agent in charge, and she says many teenagers, often girls, willingly get involved in the sex trade because they believe it will be better than life at home.
Most often we do find that they are seeking out things that they're not getting at home in the areas of love and affection and attention and sometimes even just basic needs like 3 square meals a day.
These arrests came in Milwaukee, Madison, the Fox Valley, and Wisconsin Dells. A convicted sex offender has finished his prison sentence and will soon be released in the Wausau area. He's 31-year-old Matthew M. Cole. He will live in transitional housing near the Marathon County Courthouse. He'll also have to wear an electronic monitor for the next 4 years. Cole was convicted in 2002, second-degree sexual assault of a child, substantial battery, and intimidating a victim with a threat of force. We have his mugshot at WSAU.com. A husband and wife both in court yesterday, and both were ordered to stand trial on perjury charges, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Former Athens and Mozenique girls basketball coach Rory McKellips and his wife Constance are accused of lying on the witness stand during Rory's trial earlier this month. He was found not guilty of sexually assaulting one of his former players, but guilty of using his cell phone to facilitate a sex crime. The issue leading to the perjury charges comes from the testimony during the trial that Mr. McKellips groomed his private area when the teenage victim said he didn't. After the trial, co-workers at the paper mill that employed McKellips had seen him in the employee showers and came forward saying the teenager was right. The couple both waived their right to a preliminary hearing. A pretrial conference will be held August 13th. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
And today is opening day of the 145th edition of the Wisconsin Valley Fair at Marathon Park in Wausau. If you're at the grandstand tonight, you'll hear these guys, the headliners, Blackstone Cherry. They'll take the stage around 7 o'clock. Your admission includes your general admission seat for tonight's show, and there are still some limited VIP seats up near the stage available. And now the all-important opening day fair forecast. Here's News Channel 7 weather meteorologist. Let's check in with Mark Holly.
Partly sunny today, chance for scattered showers this morning, also chance in the afternoon, severe weather not expected, high today of 73. Tonight down to 58, tomorrow back into the upper 70s, chance for a few showers and storms. In the afternoon, a few could be strong. Thursday, partly cloudy, very nice afternoon across north central Wisconsin with a high of 79. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Hiley on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And if you have some fair plans over the next couple of days, make sure you check the real-time weather radar, the hour-by-hour temperatures, and the six-day forecast, all on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.